CL and 4ZLK. LK.
Moving today, NC9V.
NC9V and 4ZLK. What did you ask me?
I've never heard everybody move a piano.
What? Professional.
And then that's it, huh?
Hanging it out the window and the straps broke, I said that's not time for me to go.
That's out, right?
An electronic piano. It's an old one. Still got a 3.5-inch floppy disk in it. A beautiful piano, actually. Beautiful. But he had the legs taken off of it. It was still pretty heavy, but we managed to get it down the stairs and onto his trailer.
Old, you know, a grand piano. Yeah, I don't know about all that. But it's nice of you to help out.
Probably. And he wasn't next door, but I was, you know, it was a mile the other direction from the dump, and I'm a mile from the dump, so it wasn't a big deal.
So off your honeydews today?
Yeah, I'm done today. The dump was one of the things I needed to do. I got some steaks cut up for tonight for the grill. And I had some other plans, but I don't know if I'm going to get to them today.
Make any plans for the day? I haven't come across anything I really need to do other than they're trying to find a bulb replacement for his flashlight. The old Streamlight SL20Xs, the little heavy metal ones. It has the incandescent bulb in it, and I'm trying to get, well, actually, I guess it's a halogen bulb, but I'm trying to get an LED replacement for it. They just don't make those things anymore. Yeah, a company, Terralux, used to make them, and I guess they went out of business, or they're not making that model anymore.
So, did you say Streamlight?
Yeah, Streamlight SL20X.
Company local, I used to deliver to them, not very often, but started on a route. In fact, it was right before I went into driving tractor trailer. And I'm pretty confident that was the Streamlight company. I could be wrong, but
whether they're still there.
The trend is to go smaller and brighter, though. So if it's a big flashlight, it's probably not made anymore.
Make big demo for the fire department. It's like a light box going, you know, fire scenes. Most of your public safety professionals want a small and just dry on with a stinger, and which I have both. But I like the old SL20X. It was a nightstick flashlight combination.
I think I've seen them. I've tried a lot of different flashlights through these last years, especially working at night. And I found a Home Depot was selling some. I don't remember the brand, but you buy a one or two or three pack of them. Very, very bright, but they were small. I think they came with a case. You could carry, you know, put it on your belt. I never did. I just leave it sitting on the floorboard right under the seat. So when I stepped out of the truck, it was right there by my gloves.
Kind of a flashlight aficionado, I guess. I've got a flashlight around here, more than I need. But I've got a little magnetic screen light that I really like. And I've got my try-on in my truck. It's got a piggyback charger, so you got this flashlight and a spare battery right next to it, both charging at the same time. And then I've got a stream light in there right next to my radios. That's the Stinger. It's a piggyback charger with a spare battery right next to it, charging all the time. So, plenty of flashlights. More than I need, probably.
Well, you don't think about it until the power goes out or, you know, and then you need it, and it's nice to have. That's for sure. But anyway, everybody needs a hobby, right? You collect flashlights, other people do ham radio.
At rate, I think I'm collecting both. I might need to get rid of some radios.
Expensive. But it is fun. I enjoy it. And I like to have good quality stuff like that. I was just thinking while you were talking, I don't know how we ever survived with those old plastic yellow light flashlights that barely shone. I mean, that was all we knew. So, but compared to what they have now, it's amazing we could ever see anything.
I use the old halogen bulbs on these stream lights. It's like, man, back then it was like, oh, this is terrific. I loved this flashlight. Now it's like, oh, no, I need something brighter. Hence the hunt for the LED bulb. But they're good to have, handy to have around. But things have really changed, radios and flashlights. I played with these Bluetooth radios over here, and I think I'm moving on to something else, but I'm going to sell one of them. I think I'll probably keep one of them for the truck.
Into that yet, into that kind of stuff. I like the old analog radio, you know, nothing else. Anyway, Leon, I'm pulling in the driveway, so that's good to hear you. Thanks for the call. You and Wendy have a good day. Hey, we will talk again. NC9V and 4ZLK.
And I'll talk to you later. Patrick had jumped in there just as you jumped out to go move the piano. So he may or may not still be listening, but we'll watch you later. Have a good day and say hello to the wife. We'll meet her one day, maybe. NC9V.
One day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Hey, Leon. Hey, Shane.
Jumping out. Sorry, N4ZLK.
You be careful moving that piano.
Wasn't what I was thinking. It was an electronic one, but it was old and it was heavy, but we got it. N4ZLK.
We told you that it had a 3.5-inch floppy disk in it. Hey, go ahead, Patrick.
And I didn't know if you were still there.
I thought what he did tell you was the fact that it had a 3.5-inch floppy in the piano. That might indicate the age of it.
Definitely dating it.
We had a floppy disk that could record your music. It was state of the art, NC9V. What are you doing today, Patrick? Anything just hanging around?
I'm running to town right now, taking off the trash. A couple other little errands, nothing major. What about you and Wendy?
The house. We're just hanging around the house right now, not doing much of anything. Did a little bit of Googling on the internet and run out of options on that flashlight. But never know. I'll maybe ham fist and maybe scrounge up one of the LED conversion kits that just somebody looked across. That's how you have to find stuff like that nowadays. You know, go through the big boneyard.
Find one here for long. Pretty sure you can still order it from Streamlight if you had to, but look the other way first.
Don't carry them anymore. I think it was a conversion kit. They never made the kits. It was a conversion kit that the aftermarket people were making for the Streamlight, and Streamlight never adopted it. It kind of went by the wayside.
The old eBay will have one then.
I'm in no hurry. I did a replacement switch on the my old one. The original one's got my name engraved in it that I carried for years, and had to order a switch for it. Got it put in. It's working fine. I just gotta find that bulb assembly, and if I do, I'll have to buy two of them now. I'm increasing my problems. I'm going the wrong direction with that.
Third world problems, right?
Yeah. Oh man. Well, it's good having dinner last night. Me and the wife had a blast.
Yeah, thanks for calling and inviting us. That was, like I said, that's the first time we'd ever been there. We've been talking about it for months now. Just keep forgetting about it.
I keep forgetting about the whole of all places down there. Next time we go to lunch in town, me and you, I'll take you to Brooks Tavern. That's pretty good.
I don't even know where that's at. I know you said it's on 3rd Street, but other than that, I don't know where it's at.
3rd Avenue, a place that I will never, ever forget. I'll tell you why next time I see you.
Imagine with your career.
So, you towed the trailer behind you? Your new trailer?
With the excursion, no. Wow, you need something?
My trailer. I was just curious. Whether you were toting that thing around yet.
Really waiting for my truck to get done or whatever's going to happen there.
Yeah, Miss Ash, I've been meaning to ask you about that. Excuse me. Yeah, I'll talk to you in person. I'll give you a phone call later, maybe. Just kind of curious where that was going.
start a project, you run into more things, and it just keeps popping up, so it is what it is.
Level the automobile, that's what it is.
4LOO Mobile.
This is KO4HGX, how are you today?
Good everyone.
My name's Leon here, called NC9V. Nice to make your acquaintance, sir. Hope you're having a good day.
Cal, I'm over in Piedmont area.
Pretty often.
Cal off of work, so just came to sit down and relax for a few minutes at a nice little spot to relax and chill and catch up on a little bit of news and reflect on my adventure the other day, which my Suburban slid into a tree out in the woods.
It's a tree out in the woods.
Trying to cut some logs off the path and pull, my chainsaw got stuck, so I decided to hook a chain to the log and try to relieve the pressure, but as soon as I did that, my Suburban just decided it was going to slide sideways down the bank, which I didn't realize it was the bank was right there, because it was kind of, it was wet, but it just, the tires just spun around, and when they did, the Suburban just decided it was going to slide down.
Hopefully, it didn't tear it up too bad.
So let's put it this way. I can't close my door. I got to have it, a ratchet strap on to keep it closed.
Here, so I'll lose a repeater fairly quick. Leon, good to hear you today. Tao, good to talk to you again also. And good to hear you on the repeater more lately. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Step 3, guys.
Sorry about that. Make sure I had it there. 73, have a good day, enjoy, and we'll holler at you later.
You have a good day too. KQ4LOO will be standing by.
What, was it stuck down in there? Did you have to pull it out, or how'd you get it out?
I tried to get a buddy to come down there with a four-wheel drive. He couldn't pull me out, so I had to end up calling a wrecker service who brought out a giant skid steer with a giant winch on it and pulled me out.
Sorry to hear that.
$185 later, and then I got to turn around and spend another $350 for another door. So, yeah, that little adventure cost me about $600-something.
I have one over there for you, the LKQ, waiting on you.
It's a junkyard right down the road from my house. It's got 19 of them. So I just have to pick and choose which one I want. Then take to my mechanic, he'll help me get it put on for me, so.
Hey, man. That's rough. I've been stuck a few times. Damaged a few cars, but live and learn, man. Live and learn.
The thing is, I was on level ground when I started, but I just ended up going into the bank part and just, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm actually glad the tree was there. Otherwise, I would have ended up either on my side or on my top, and it would have been a lot worse.
Started going south when you said, I'm going to get some logs.
From the recent storms, I guess, they knocked the trees over into the path, and I was out there with my chainsaw trying to cut them up and move them. And like I said, my chainsaw just got stuck in one of the logs, and I was only trying to relieve the pressure off of it so I could get it free. And that's when it really went south. I think the direction it headed was literally south.
funny story. And I have tractors for that. You can scratch and dent a tractor. You don't get upset about that. Not half as bad as you dent up your car. But it snowed up around the mountain, and I had scraped the road with the tractor, the scrape blade, and I parked the tractor out of the way, and I didn't set the brake on it. It wouldn't roll anywhere. I didn't think about it being on snow. I mean, the snow melts, there's nothing holding the tractor there anymore. Well, came back out after working, and hey, somebody wrecked in the yard down there. Something overturned, and then the bottom of my drive down there. And short of it was the tractor. The tractor had rolled down the hill. And the funny thing is, me and the wife were laid in bed. We heard things like talking about the tree fell in the forest or something, you know. I go down there, and sure enough, my tractor's don't have any damage to it, but it is up on its side, and the only thing keeping it from rolling totally over was the three-point hitch on the back had caught on the tree, one of the trees down there. But it had rolled in that backwards down that hill, went sideways, hit the rock, started to overturn, and the three-point hitch caught it. So I got some ratchet straps out, and I ratchet strapped that thing to get all together and pulled it back over, and then I had to leave one of the ratchet straps on just so I could get it back to pseudo-level ground so I could get it back down off the mountain. Man, that was a hairy situation, but I laugh about it to this day.
This sounds kind of funny, but not funny, but still funny. I'm not going to lie, I was kind of getting a little worried there when I was sliding and I was trying to get out of it. I put it in four-wheel drive and it was going nowhere. I'm like, except for further sideways, I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
The tractor out, you had to sit in the seat somehow, and it's leaning over. I've got to drive it a little bit. And you try to operate the clutch while it's up at a 45-degree angle. Man, that's tricky. And if that strap were let go, it would have rolled over right on top of me. So you got to be ready to jump off at, a moment's notice. And that's crazy.
Worst part about it is the landowner has people that watch that property for who comes and goes on it. And he knew I was going to be there, but he called that neighbor who he knew had a tractor. Come to find out that the guy sold it like a month ago.
It's law, right? When it rains, it pours. That'd be your luck. It'd be your luck, my luck, anybody else's luck. I just sold that yesterday.
Hey, so, it just happened. It'd be something I look back on in a few years and laugh about myself. But, I'm laughing about it a little bit now, but disappointed because my pretty truck's got a big old dent in the door and it won't even close. I gotta get another door. Hopefully I can find one that matches.
Anything else? No, the body on it yet? Yeah. Did it?
See the driver's side door, which is amazing. Because it didn't hit the tree hard. It just kind of came up to rest against it, but it's an 8,000-pound vehicle, so the weight of it kind of like pushed into the tree, so.
Weight of my tractor. Actually, I think my tractor's like close to nine, full of fluids and everything. But on that note, so I'm gonna go. I got things that I need to be doing there, I guess. Good talking to you. Good chat. And what's your call sign again?
Q4LOO, but I'm getting ready to see about getting a vanity call sign, which was my mother's call sign back when she was a ham operator back in the 70s and early 80s. So it might be changing very soon.
Q4LLO. Did I get that right?
Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar.
LOO. Gotcha. NC9B. Good talking to you. Have a great day and hope you find a good door. NC9B. I'll be starting to file.
KQ4LLO will be standing by.